So, Chet Amud Aleph, right after the candle stuff that we spent time on. So now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah statement of Kol Makom Shein Machnisin, etc. Right? That any place in which you do not bring chametz, so you do not have to check. Okay? So we're going to go through this. We're going to make some points as we go along. So what place is included by that expansive phrase of kol? Any place where you do not bring in chametz, you don't have to check. So the Gemara says, Latuye ha'detan rabbanan, chore beit ha'elyonim v'atachtonim. The holes, the upper and lower holes of the house that are hard to use, v'gag ha'yatzia, the we'll see in a second, some sort of roof, v'gag ha'migdal, the roof of a closet, v'refet bakar, and a cow pen, v'lulin, and chicken coops, umatbein, and a storehouse of straw from the Shoresh Tevin, a Tevin which is straw, v'otzrot yayin, v'otzrot shemen, and wine and oil storage, ein tzrichin bidika. None of these places need search, need to search for chametz. Rav Gamliel, Moshe Ben Gamliel omer, mita choleket betocha bayit umafseket, tzricha bidika. A bed that divides the area in a house and separate, right? So that does require searching because there might be chametz, presumably, under it. So let's just continue a few more lines and we'll come back and analyze. Reminu, we'll challenge it. Chor shebein adam l'chaveiro, a hole that is between two houses, where two people live. Ze bodeg ad makom sheyado magat. So let's say I live in an attached house, a semi-attached house with, who would like to be my next door neighbor? Mo. Thank you, Mo. Glad you like me that much. So there's a hole in our wall. Not great, but okay. In the meantime, it's where we keep chametz. So, or my, the chametz hole. So I search until where my hand reaches. And Mo searches until where his hand reaches. Vashar mivatlo bilibo, and whatever is left, you do bittel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer mita choleket betoch habayit, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says that this bed that divides the house, the eitzim vavanim sturim tachta, and there are pieces of wood and rocks arranged underneath it. Umafseket, and it separates. Or there's a space separating. Or the space under it, ain't a tzricha bedika. It doesn't need bedika. So the Gemara says, "Kasha mita amita, kasha chorin achorin." There's a contradiction between the cases of the beds, because in the first brayta, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that you must check under this bed, and the second one it says you don't. And there's a problem with the cases of the holes, because in the first brayta it says that the hole is not required, and in the second brayta it says that it is. So the Gemara says, Chorin achorin lo kasha. There's no contradiction between the cases of the holes. Ha bi'ilai uvitatoi, ha v'mitzioi. The difference is the upper, the lower, and the middle levels. So holes that are really high are really annoying to use, and if they're annoying to use, you probably didn't put chametz in it. The ones that are on the floor are annoying to use. You probably didn't put chametz in it. But the ones that are at shoulder length, well, it's a great place to keep an extra Kit Kat or the Oreos that have been keeping those all year in case you are hungry. And the Gemara says, Mita, Mita, Lokasha. The case of the beds is also not problematic. Ha, Dimidalia. Ha, Dimitetai. One is where it's raised. And therefore, presumably, things can get under there. And again, we'll come back to these in a second. And the one where you don't have to search are beds that are not raised enough that they could be usable. And then the Gemara says, "V'otzrot yain ein tzarech bedika." Is it true that a wine storage place does not need to search? V'atanya, but the Braisa says, "Otzrot yain tzarech bedika." We have another Braita that says the opposite, that wine storage requires searching, and oil does not. So the Gemara says what we're dealing with is the wine storage that you use during the meal. Right? So there's your cellar where you don't normally go in during the meal, and then there's like your cellar you do go in the meal. Or
I think it's referring to like a cellar that's more for long-term storage.
Yes. It's the modern equivalent of your wine fridge versus. Correct. I was at a friend in Toronto once, and he's a very big wine aficionado. So he has his beautiful wine fridge upstairs with like 20 bottles, and then downstairs he has his wine cellar with 400 bottles. Though it's not always the case, right? So like Ara was at her cousin's over the summer, and during the meal they went and they got wine directly from the cellar because he makes his own wine. So you took it out of the barrel, take the spigot, get wine, put it directly in the decanter. But if you do that during the meal, right, so it doesn't necessarily have to be the difference between a wine cellar and wine fridge. It could be the difference between the type of person you are and the way you use it, right? If it's your cellar, which is, you know, you have a huge property and you have a nice big cellar detached from your house and you only go, right, that's where you produce the wine and then store it. That's different than the one that's in your basement. And yeah, when you need extra wine during the meal, you just take your decanter downstairs and fill up on wine. So the Gemara says, you're telling me that the case we're dealing with is the type of storage facility that you would use during the meal? So that's the case. Then the equivalent for oil should be obligated also, because if you go to your oil cellar to get oil for salad dressing during the meal, I know. So the Gemara says, oh, come on. Shemen yesh teva l'achila. It's true. You might get the oil, but you're going to make your salad dressing. So there's a set amount that you're going to get. Right? Salad dressing, you go, you get a cup of oil, you mix it in with whatever, right? With, honey, balsamic vinegar, whatever you mix it with. And then shake it up, put it on the table. You don't have to go back during the meal. Wine, you know, yayin inchta kevalashtia, people might, you might think you're only going to have some wine. And, you drink some more. And you drink some more. And therefore, you might end up going downstairs to your cellar during the meal. And, you might not be so careful. And you might take a cookie with you or a piece of challah with you or a piece of cake with you or hors d'oeuvres. I don't know. What? I'm glad you like hors d'oeuvres. Tani, Rabbi Chiya says, Azu otzor shecher b'bavel k'otzor yayin b'eretz Yisrael b'mistapek. Beer storages in Bavel were like wine storage in Eretz Israel because they would go during the meal to refill. And therefore, it's a place where you bring chametz into. And Amar Chizda, Beit Dagim, Ein Zarech Bedika. A fish storage does not need it. Ay Vatanya Tzrichen Bedika. But a different brayta says you do need Bedika. Lo Kasha, Amar says, depends. Habi Ravrevei, Habi Zutrei. By big fish, you plan in advance. You know how many fish you're bringing to the meal, and therefore, you are not going to search. You're not going to go in the middle of the meal with chametz, and therefore, it's a makom shein machnis bil chametz. You're not to search. On the other hand, the small fish, you might go and take more. Your herring thing, your herring seller, right? You might take more for a kiddush if you like herring. Salt storage and candle storage require it because you might come during the meal. So Amara Papa, Beitive, Beitamre, Tzarech Bedika. Similarly, wood storage and date storage requires Bedika. Okay, so let's pause there. Right now, after this, the Gemara is going to. No, let's read a few more lines. We'll come back to, but let's at least get the facts down. The Gemara then says, Tana, ein mechayven et alachnis yadol lecharon ulistaken livdok. You don't make you put your hand into the holes to check. Mibnei sakana, my sakana. What danger is it? So inem mibnei sakana nakrav. If what you're worried about is that there are scorpions, ki mishdamish hechi mishdamish. Well, of course, you're not going to have to check for chametz. You probably aren't keeping your Kit Kat in the scorpion hole. You know, unless you really don't want someone else to take your Kit Kat. You're willing to risk your life rather than have someone else take your Kit Kat. Lo tzricha dinofal. Mara says, well, no, not necessarily. Maybe your Kit Kat fell into the scorpion hole. And therefore, there might be chametz there. And nevertheless, we have to inform you that you are not chayev. So the Gemara says, enough alamin libedika. If it fell, who cares? So why would you have to check? Vatanan chametz enough alav mapolet, chametz that a building fell on top of it, harehu kimuvuar. Halachically, it is destroyed already.
But the fact that your chametz fell into the scorpion hole, because you are not going to reach your hand into the scorpion hole, he said chametz is a wrong thing.
That's what we do say. You don't have to do bedikas. You have to do bittul. That's right. He says, look, if the building fell on it and a dog can't get to it, so then it's mavur. It's destroyed. But if it's in a place where the dog can search for it, you do have to. So now the Gemara says, I don't understand. Why are you worried that the scorpion might bite your hand and kill you while you're trying to get your Kit Kat? What are you talking about? You're doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of bedikat chametz. You're going to go and you're going to have the Kit Kat. You're going to eat it and be mekayim the mitzvah of biur. So you are going to be spiritually protected from the scorpion bites. So why should you be patur? Yeah, but maybe you'll also lose a needle, and you will be searching for the needle, and we'll see whether that's during the bedika process or after. Ukai gavna lav mitzvah. Where it says, so what if you're searching for a needle? Does that make it less of a mitzvah that you're also doing bedika? Vatanya, but the Braita says, Omer sela zulitztaka b'shul shiyechye b'ni. If someone says that he's giving money to tztaka so that his son will live, oshiyeh ben olam haba, or so have a chelik in the world to come, I raise a tzaddik gamur, he is a full tzaddik. So therefore, it shouldn't take away from your mitzvah. So Gemara says, Dilma Batar Debata got the Yunay Batra. The problem is that maybe you'll search for it when you're finished with the Bidika and then you're not doing the mitzvah. Okay, let's pause there for now. Okay? So it's very clear. What is the overarching principle of this Gemara? The basic rule. If I asked you what's the basic rule, it's pretty simple. Very good, right? Meaning the Gemara is just expanding the Mishnah's rule that a place in which there is normally chametz, or you might bring in chametz, you have to search, and a place where you do not. So there are two ways we can do this. I can run you through some of the details, or we should probably do the broader question first, right? The broad question. The major question, though, in this sugya, in all these things, without getting into the details, and maybe I'll run through a little bit of the details in a minute, the major question in this sugya is, as I said to you, is what? When the Gemara says you are patur from bedika, what does it say? Okay, well, we'll get to that, right? Meaning, how patur are you, right? Right, meaning are you pater, but you should, or you pater, and there's no reason. That might depend on the case, different cases, sakana, not sakana. The major question I would want to ask is this a ptur bidika or ptur bir? Meaning, is it that if there might be chametz there, so as we've already talked about, when there might be chametz, so if you do bittul, do you violate the oraita? No, subject to all the sugya that we did before about bittul and etc. Nevertheless, there's a rabbinic chiyuv of bedika. So one way of looking at all these cases is that in the case where I say you're not chayev, that means you're not chayev to do bedika. But were you to know that there was chametz there, then you would have to go in and get rid of it. The second possibility is what? That no, because it's in a hole that's hard to reach, it is either kimivuar, it's as if it's destroyed, or because it's impractical, we allow you to suffice with beer. Now, why would you say something like that? Give me a simple svara, why that would be the case. Why would you say that it's not just a ptur bedika, but it's a ptur beer?
It's
no, so the Sakana cases for sure, but take the earlier cases. Sakana leave. No, you're right. Ethan is right that we might have to distinguish between the earlier cases and the later cases with Sakana, but let's just take the hole at the top of your house where you can't reach. Right, so I could with a ladder, but the point is, right, so you might say that what does this depend on? Well, clearly it's not normally, and but you can access it. That's
if you need to burn things, you won't.
Because what might that hang on?
If you're like owning or accessing,
it might be better burning or right destroying, or whether it's a problem of owning or accessing, right, which might be related to what machloket Rashi and Tosfot. Remember, right? According to Tosfot, the only point of bedika is what? So you won't eat it. So if I'm doing bittul and I can't reach it without a lot of effort, I'm not going to eat it. And therefore, it's not that, per se, that I'm putter from biur. It's that I'm allowed to suffice with bittul as biur. And I don't have to be worried about the additional issue of actually getting rid of it. And because really, there are two rabbinic zerot in play. And there's a few rabbanans, a few daraitas. There's the chiyuv bedika, but there's also the chiyuv to... As we saw, bedika, there's a chiyuv bedika, but another aspect of the chiyuv bedika is what? A chiyuv to not rely on bitul for biur. That's part of the bedika question. And the question here could be, well, in the end of the day, it's not that I don't have to do biur at all, it's that you do have to do biur, but bitul can count as biur, and maybe in these cases you're allowed to rely on that. So let's look at this. You guys have, did anyone not get the source sheet? I know I told you focus on the Mara, so here. I know it's a little bit long, but it's really not that long. I didn't expect you to read all these, but I wanted to just show you halacha l'maaseh, how this chakira plays out. Okay, so if you look, let's start from the top. Rabbeinu David says, "Umipnei she'ein surat hashmua kein nemar shemachametz lefaneinu sarech levaro she shelachu shemit galgel etzadzeh kemoshen galgel sham v'dinu ki kikar shemekora shechoshen shema yipol she'ein hachametz lefaneinu." David says it's a ptur from bidika, but if I know there's chametz, then I have to get rid of it. Why? So he makes it very technical. He assumes that the only purpose of bidika is a problem of achila. And therefore, fundamentally, you shouldn't have to search in the hard-to-access places. However, even though it's hard to access the hole in your roof, because the chametz might fall out of it, you might not be able to get it to it, but if there's an earthquake, like there was today. What? Yes, there was an earthquake today. Yes, there was. There was a major earthquake in Turkey, but apparently it was also in Israel, Beit Shemesh. I mean, Roy Cohn said that they felt it in Beit Shemesh. But here it wasn't so strong, but it was enough to shake the chametz out of the hole near your ceiling. So he says, look, if you know it's there, the point is like this. If you don't know it's there, so the combination of the fact that you don't know it's there, plus the fact that it's hard to access makes it that you're probably not going to eat it. So you can rely on bittul, whatever. You don't have to do bidika. You don't have to do, yeah, you don't have to do bidika. But if you know chametz is there, so what could you have said? So you could have gone fundamental, like some of the achronim who say that bittul doesn't work with chametz yadua. Right? That if I know chametz is there, I can't do bittul because I don't know, I'm not serious, or whatever. He doesn't know. This is it. If I know it's there, so now the chances are higher that chametz will fall out the lid. It's still not necessarily high, but there is chametz there. And therefore, because of achila, I have to do, then I have to, it's not bidika, I have to get rid of it. Right, and then in the, I just gave you the footnote here. He notes that Rabbeinu Tana de Messiah, Mashkot of Abach, the Simon Tov Lamed Gimel, Shebevad Echomet Sarach Lahotio, Avolo Mitaime. Says, you see that this supports the position of the Bach, that when there's definitely chametz, you have to get rid of it, but not for the same reason as the Bach. Shabach katab da'avale kemat min bebor. The Bach had a more fundamental svara. What's the Bach's fundamental svara? He says, why is chametz yadua? Why, when you know there's chametz in the hole near your ceiling, do you have to get rid of it? Not because of achila. Rabbeinu David says it's totally technical. The Bach is something more fundamental, which is, if I know it's there, then what is it like? What's matmin? I'm hiding it there to protect it. And therefore what? His point is that if I know it's there, it's more like it's a violation of bal yeroeh. If I don't know it's there and now I can't access it, so then what? Big deal. But if I know that it's there and it's hard to access, what type of thing do you put in a hard to access place? Something that's valuable. And therefore, he says, no, it's more fundamental. Is this can't be an exemption when you know the chametz is there. Because if you know chametz is there and you specifically leave it in a place that is hard to get to, that at some level is worse. Right? I'll read it to you. Right? He says, now, that's it. That's all he says. Right? That was a full quote. Right? That's why I didn't put it separately, right? Because I give it to you in the footnote already, right? So he says, it sounds like more fundamental. Right? So, hard to access. Right? So this is basically the question again. This is really not a hard sugya. This is not like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of little details in it. Exactly what does the mita look like, or what is the atziah? But I want to give you the broad picture. So, again, hard to access. Here we have technical, and we have fundamental. Even within this. Right? That it's only a pure bedika. So Rabbeinu David says, as it raises the chances that it'll fall and I'll eat it. And the Bach says what? This is kid matmin, which means that it might be some sort of violation of bal yiroeh, bal yimatzeh. Right? And then he quotes the Pri Chadash, and he quotes the Chok Yaakov. And guess where those shittot are? The next sources, if you look. Right? He quotes the Chok Yaakov Pri Chadash Mishnah Berurah. Right? That is what I gave you in 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's read them inside. Let's see how we paskin. So Shulchan Aruch writes, Chor Shebein Yehudi Lechavero, the hole that's between me and Mo. Kol echad bodek ad makom shiadu magad v'ashar mevata b'libo v'dayo. That is sufficient. Right? So this is going on the later case. Right? The case of the hole in between our houses. V'sheben Yehudi la'akum eino tzarach b'dika klal. And this is the part we didn't read yet in the Gemara, but we'll get to it. That the house between me, if my attached neighbor is not Mo, but is Chris, ein tzarach b'dika klal, I don't have to do b'dika. Shema yomrek shafim hu oseh li'vinim tzabali de'zakanek. Because he'll think that I'm performing magic on him. And that will lead to danger. That's the continuation of the Gemara we didn't get to yet. Mishnah Berurah says, Vashar mevato bilibo, why do you have to be mevatel it? Deshema nitgalgel sham bechor. Because maybe something did roll into that hole. Vafilum hayasham bivadai chameitz mehani gam kena bitol. Delo eve kemadmin bevor kevin del aver biadai. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah says it's a tour from doing a biur because you can rely on bittul. And what does he say to the Bach who says it's like matmin? It's like I'm storing it. He says, no, it isn't because I didn't do it on purpose, right? Meaning if it rolled into there, right, so at least in some cases, now, if that's the case, you might distinguish between what? Correct. You might distinguish between, let's say, the one by the ceiling, right, where I had to put it, and the one on the floor, slash shoulder, right, where, well, shoulder, he's saying he might have rolled farther than you could reach. Right, farther.
No, you just do it.
Right, exactly. You just say. Good. So now, if you look, at the Chok Yaakov and the Pri Chadash. The Chok Yaakov says, "Vashar mevat elbuo." Katav a Bach, abal bevadai chamei tzarich lahotzi. The Bach, as we saw, said if there's definitely chametz, you have to get rid of it. To have it like kimatmin bevor ad kan l'shono, because you are storing it. Uve emet davar ze humachloket yeshna bein aposkim l'inin chametz bevor. The Chok Yaakov says this is a machloket of what you have to do with chametz in a pit. Im tzarech sulam l'haloto, when there's chametz in the bottom of a pit, do you need to get a ladder? Osage vitol ba'alma, or can you rely on bitol? Kimavur lekamon simintaf lamenchet didat harayved. The Ravid says the lo sagi bebetol. You can't rely on bitol. The havale matmin bebarot because you are storing it. The dar haRambam b'shara poskemein okay, but the Rambam says no. The dafka matmin dekaavar biadayim. Only if I actually stored it there, so then I violated it actively. If I did that, so I have to get rid of it. And it's hard to distinguish between, right? So he says, in theory, he notes that you could have said what? Right? The Chok Yaakov says, theoretical possession is what? Theoretical is that the tour, pior, depends on the level of effort, right? And he rejects it. Right, he says, in theory, you could have said that, look, the question of whether you're allowed to rely on bittul and not do an active biur depends on how hard it is to do the biur. If it's easy, do it. If it's hard, so rely on bittul. He says, I don't like it. Says, in the end of the day, no. The point is, this is a p'tur from biur. You can rely on bittul unless you actually stored it there. The gam stimat lashon hashas v'aposkim ad kol inyan sagi v'bittul. He said, that's the simple read of our Gemara. V'chein pasuk v'olat shabbat ulo asov v'niach v'tzarachin. He said, that's what the olat shabbat says, even though he isn't sure at the end. L'fi she'evin shabbat chetik ken b'shem Rashi v'ze'eno shurakti v'rabach atzmo adar abadat Rashi lehefech. He notes that Rashi seems to say the opposite. The Gamlo here gets you machloket poskim rishonim. He didn't notice there's machloket rishonim. Okay. Prichadash number 5 says Kol echad bodek ad makom shiyado magat. And so this is the case, again, of the hole at shoulder level. Right? So, again, you could, in theory, distinguish between the cases of the one on the roof and the hole in the floor and the one at shoulder level, but too far for your hand to reach. Right? But so far, the Chol Gyagov isn't willing to do that. The Prichadar says, Hachi ita bevraita verakabat dipsochim. Vikashali demai kamashmalan pshita. He says, of course, the place that's so far between, in the hole between my house and Mo's house, because apparently we're next door neighbors, but we have like an 8 foot wide wall. Right. So he says, well, obviously, the thing that's 4 feet in the middle is a makom shein machnis in bo chametz, because I can't reach it. So Reiti b'sefer Bach shekotav davol bichein avi leila mecha shem nidgalgel sham chametz k'mashal lo chachin lachi, is that you might have been worried that it would roll there. No, umiu ikavada chametzarach lo tzio davol kematmen b'bor. Again, the Bach said, but if it goes there, it actually, you know it's there, so then it's kematmen, and you have to get it out. V'li haya nira dafilu dikavada chametz loy mechayv luvaro. The Prichadar says, you don't have to do it. Mishum dechtiv lo yimatze vareze no matzoi. So the Mishabur is at the line of it. But what's the Prichadar Shusmara? Remember we talked about this? That certain cases, because the Pasuk says, what? Don't find it. According to some of the version, that means that even if I own it, in certain cases, I'm putter. So the Prichadar said, this is one of them. If it's out of reach, out of mind, then even if I technically own it, I don't violate because it's eino matsui. And therefore, this seems to be a somewhat more radical notion of relying on bittul. What is it saying? Fundamentally, you don't violate because eino matsui. Because it's not accessible. And like the case we saw in the Mechilta, the Yatzo Chimtzel Shal Nachri, Shubershutu She Yisrael, Avaleinu Yachol Divaro. It's like the non-Jews Chametz, which is in the Jew's property, where he's not allowed to get rid of, Achanami, Kevan She Ein Yado Shal Adam Magad L'Sham. Since your hand doesn't reach it, Einu Yachol Levaro Karinan Bey, Ukimifuor Dami, Mein Tzarech Latzio. So now he has a third formulation of, which is the very fact that it's inaccessible makes it as if it's destroyed, right? So you have three approaches here. One is that, what does it mean that you're putter from Biur? It doesn't really mean you're putter from Biur. It means, right, so if we want to distinguish, putter from Biur means, really there's three. It's putter from Biur totally, or putter from Biur in the sense that you can rely on Bittul. And the Prichadars give two formulations of why it's not just you rely on bittul, it's a full ptur biur, and that is either it's kimivuar or it's not matsui. And as we saw, the standards for ownership for chametz are different than in other areas of halacha. Ella shein daiti nochi bekach. He says that's very nice, but in the end, I don't like it. Shein mevor beperakama dipsachim de matim barshichinu. All right, over bal yirah bal yimatzav avishim istam ayin yadu shel adam magad l'sham. He said if this strong formulation was true, that if it's in a pit and I can't reach it, that it is destroyed, then what would emerge from that? That even if I actively did what? Hit it in a pit, would I have to search for it? Would I have to get it out, rather? No, right? If this strong formulation was true, the Prichadar says, then, even intentionally, put it in a pit would be Pator. And that he's not willing to accept because it seems to be against the Gemara. Which is a good reason not to accept it. Umash mavadai shem hipil mapolet al chametz loka avar amidi almadin didan lo avikim mapolet. Right. Our case isn't like that. It's not like the mapolet. It's not kimivuar. Umi time achrina vitol baal masagi. Right. So, And therefore he says, this is a pre-chadash. Hava amina, right, which he rejects. And what does he end on? What's his maskana? That what does it mean you're pater from biur? That you're relying on? Bittul. And he says, so why doesn't the Gemara, when it's trying to figure out the difference between all the different weird cases of holes, why doesn't it distinguish between cases when there's suffik chametz, and you're talking about bedika and vaday chametz. The ain ze klum dach brighter the chor shebein adam lachaviru myri nami besafik chametz gemashal lishma zebodek says nah, because the Gemara is talking about bedika, so it's obviously talking about suffik, but that just doesn't tell you what it holds by vaday. Umashik al devein etzarch bedika klal pasa kiflimo aval gav demashmohan de rabin pligi le. Fine, that's the Sakana thing. We'll come back to the Sakana thing. Mi'iri brings both day out. Number six. Hayav otam acharim el yonim v'tachlom chametz hayadua. If there's known chametz in the holes on the top and the bottom, yesh omrim shadayah bevitol. Some say that it's sufficient to bevitol ve'enon yerikim. So it's clear that according to the Mi'iri, what's the deal? Is it the fundamental? Or is it relying on bevitol versus exempting from bedika? Bittul, right? Right, so the Mi'iri
clearly holds this is Mi'iri number one. He doesn't even hold up. This is Mi'iri number two. That's what he actually holds up, that it's only a p'tur from
Bidika. Maram Chalava. Im Tomar, Im Kein Maishna Michamit Shinafla Lav Mapolet. The Kosha Kelv Yochel Chapes Acharav Chayev Livaer. Why is this different in the case of the dog, right? Where if the dog can't reach under the collapsed house, your pater. He says, look, if it's vadei chametz, it's a much higher standard. But this is safek. So again, where is the Maram Chalava fall? It's a p'tur, bidika. Olat Shabbat, number 8. V'nira demayri b'shiachol avatel, da'okodem zman isura. What's a nafkamina? Okay, well, yeah, let's do it this way. Okay, what is? Let's review what we have, and then let's look for a nafkamina, right? So far, we have all these cases, and we said, is the issue here a p'tur bedika or a p'tur biur? If it's a p'tur bedika, there are two ways of understanding. One is technical, which is basically, look, really, you never need to do bedika. You only need bedika because you might eat it. And the only question is if there's suffik chametz, well, the combination of suffik plus the fact that it's hard to access means I likely won't eat it. But if it's vaday there, I have to be worried. That's Rabbeinu Dami. Or you could say, no, it's more fundamental, like the bat, which is if I hid away the chametz in a place, or even if I didn't, but I know it's there, it's kimatvin. It's as if I didn't, therefore I have to do bedika. Then there's the shita say, I'm patur from biur. But even within the patur biur, we saw that there's two positions. There's the really fundamental, which is the prechadash's havamina that he rejects, which is, if it's hard to access or impossible to access under normal circumstances, then it's either eno matsui, and therefore not a violation of bali yirai, or it's kimivur. It's as if it's destroyed. The weaker formulation is that no, it's not that I'm really putter from beer, it's that we allow you to rely on the beer that's accomplished through bittul. Now, within this second formulation, what's the nafkamina between saying fundamentally there's no chi of beer at all because it's not matsui, or there is a chi of beer but you're allowed to rely on bittul? So one might be etan zlachat chila. The Olat Shabbat comes up with the following case. What if I realize that
there is chametz after zman hisur, where I can't do mitzvah.
Right. What if I realize there's chametz there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? And remember, we spent a long time on this, but after the shot isser, are you allowed to do bittel? No, because it's not yours. Remember that whole sugya? We spent a long time on that. The chametz isn't yours. So therefore, you can't do bittel. So if what we mean by ptur biur is that you're allowed to rely on bittel, then in this case, I might be messed over because I discover there's chametz there, chametz yadua. And at least according to the Shita, the Chametz Yadua, you're not allowed to rely on Bittul. I know it's there, now I need to destroy it. On the other hand, if I think it's already destroyed, then who cares? So that is what the Olat Shabbat notes. The Olat Shabbat notes.
According to this, I would have to destroy. And this, I let it.
So the Olat Shabbat says, V'nira d'mayev v'shiyach levatel. He takes the first position. He says the only time you're patur from biur is in a case when you could rely on bittul. And therefore, this is only if it happens kodim zman isur. Avalim la'achar zman isuro she'enu yachol levatel. V'adayin lo bittel. If it's a case where I didn't do bittul, and now it's after zman isur, afilu eno vaday chametz came to speak of the right too. He goes farther. He says, not only in that case are you chayev to do bidika, but what? Sorry, you chayev to destroy it. You're chayev to do bidika, because the entire sugya is only built on what? He says, even the pter bidika is built on, right? So really, what he says is this: is the Olat Shabbat says that the pter Bidika is built on the reality of bittul. And therefore, if you didn't do bittul, you would even be chayav in bidika. V'chein muchach tzad hatam. Midelo mishani. Amay de parachi nafalam le bidika de mayri bishlo bitel ulachar zman isuro. Uhat amayri bishlo bitlo kumafare sham rav chizra lakracha di lo bitel gam dika sakanta vilach mechuv lo tzim isham mer vachatzin. And he thinks that this is true even in the danger cases. Even in the danger cases, he thinks this is true. Okay, hold on to this. I'm going to leave this stuff about the sakana, because we're going to come back to that. So just look three lines from the bottom. V'nira d'meinu yachol levatel d'hainu k'shu achal esman yisuro, and therefore if you can't do bittul because it's after the zman iser, afilu amok mishlosha tvachim, even if it's deeper than three tvachim, tzarech lahotzi misham b'marav chatzina, zhuvin kamad min b'barot. Right, then you have to find it out. And where does he derive this from? Who does he think this is like?
Bach.
Why does he think that what he's saying is a derivative of the Bach?
Because it's him matzah.
If I'm hiding it, what does that show? That any bittul I would do doesn't mean anything because I'm not being mavatlit, I'm protecting it. And therefore, he thinks that his shita is really just a derivative of the Bach. Another nafkamina would be between whether you're relying on bittul or kimavur is, do you have to do bittul? So if you say the reason I'm pater is because I'm allowing you to rely on bittul, then obviously, do bittul, right?
Another nafkamina is, right, do I even need bittul? The answer is yes, no.
Right? Look at the Chok Yaakov in 9. Midlo nakad kan mevatlo belibo, kamo besefe bechamez yadua. Mash medekan dafiu bitol ein sarech. Says if it's chametz yadua, then yes, you would need bitol. But nechet chametz not yadua, it's mevur enough. I don't even need bitol. I don't even need bitol. Bein leperish Rashi, the perish and talk bitol bechametz yadua. Shem yigavech gavu moed and nimtzav v'yirbali ra'ay nudav chametz vaday of b'svam ikastre sveka. But he thinks it's only by suffik because of svek sveka. Or if you're trying to solve the problem of Bal Yatman, so he says, again, if it's suffake, then even if it's there, do I need to do bitl? No, because the only time it's a problem is if we treat it as if I hit it there. But if I don't know it's there, can it be as if I hit it there? No, and therefore I don't even need bitl, at least in the case of suffake. But by Vada, he thinks you do need at least bitl, because otherwise, if I don't do bitl and I know it's there, so then it's as if I hit it. Can you relieve? Fine. Now look at 10. Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. We've mentioned him before, right? Mishneh Zalman Eliyadi. He writes, "Bamed v'ram amurim kishabara lo achshav bizman abir sheish vaday chametz b'toch hagal." Only if you know there's chametz there. Avolum lo bari lo achshav shara abir sheish begal vaday chametz kigon chorim shebekotel shnistamishem chametz ve'agach nafal kotel v'nasa gal sheish listapek v'lomar shema kvar nidal chametz mechorim kodem shnafal kotel. But if you don't know whether there's chametz before the wall fell down, and therefore, in such a case, if you did bitl or you can still do bitl because it's early enough in the day, even if there's definitely chametz in this pile of this pile up, this collapsed building, so when you do bitl, the chiyuv to now actually get rid of it is no longer biblical. It's only rabbanan. And when it's only rabbinic because you did bitl, so the rabbis aren't obligating you to put that effort in to find it. Especially when there might not be chametz at all. Right, we don't force you to rely on God for miracles so that you don't get attacked by scorpions. Again, we'll come back to that case. Okay, we're going to come back to it. That the reason we're worried there is because of Shriche Hezekah. Fine. Last paragraph. Skip the middle stuff. It's about the Sakana stuff, so we'll come to that tomorrow. Avalim lo bitlu kvar agia shashishit chain biyado levat lo chayav lefakeach. But if you didn't do bitl, right, again, if the only reason we're exempting you is because you did bitl, and therefore the whole chiv biur at this point is only midirabanan, so then if you didn't do bidika, then, sorry, if you didn't do bitl, then obviously you need to destroy it. But if it's right, if it's a place you haven't put chametz there 30 days, then you don't even have to do that because you have all the kulot, right? That maybe there was nothing there. And even if it was there, maybe it's spoiled. Or it's covered by three tvachim worth of material, and therefore it's mivur. Okay, so that is a brief summary of basically all these various cases in our Gemara. Again, is it that all these hard to access places, whether you're talking about the hole in the ceiling, even though there might be differences, but the hole in the ceiling, the hole in the floor, the pit, the building that collapsed, the place that's shoulder height but has scorpions, or that your next door neighbor who's non-Jew might think you're performing magic and get angry at you, all those cases, is it Ptur Bedika? Ptur Bio. If it's Ptur Bio, Bedika, one possibility is it's technical, or you're going to dove in, that basically You know, definitely did vitals, who cares? The only issue now is you might eat it, and the question is how worried are we gonna you gonna eat it? The other possibility is fundamental, that when it's vaday there, it's kematmin, right? It's as if you stored it there intentionally, and therefore you violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. And that the Oled Shabbat says it as well, right? Says that is at some level why the Ptur Bdika is built on the reality of Vitzel, because that shows I'm not Matmin, right? That I'm not storing it because I was willing to be Mavatle. But if I wasn't Mavatle, so then I am storing it. Then within the Ptur Bia, again, we saw different formulations. One is the more likely is that all we mean when we say you're Pater from Bior is that we're Pater from Bior on the Derabanan level because Daraita, you already solved it with Bittol. Or you could go more, right, or you could say that you only have Bior when it's not so hard. That was the Chok Yaakov. Or you take the fundamental positions which the Prechadish raises and then rejects, which is that if it's hard to access, it's not matsui, and therefore I don't violate Bal Yirah Matzeh, or it's kimavur, because whatever. Two nafkin, as we saw in this, is, do I even need to do bittul? Where? Again, if you think that the whole sugya relies on bittul, obviously I need to do bittul. If you think, like the Prichadish and Havamina, that when it's in this hard to access place, it is kimavur, so at least in some of the cases, I might not even have to do bittul. And a parallel case would be, what happens if I realize the chametz is there, after I, at a point at which I can no longer do bittul, so how am I now chayev to go in and get the chametz out? Well, if I think that the whole reason that I don't have to do bedika or bior is because I'm relying on bittul, then if I didn't do bittul and I can't do bittul anymore, then I have to go get the chametz. On the other hand, if I say no, fundamentally, because of its inaccessibility, it is kimavur, and it's eno matsui, so then even if I can't do bittul, I would be exempt. Okay? Good. Actually, I was hoping I'd get done with that in one day, and we did, with time to spare. I will just run through a few points here. Some of the practicals here. And if you want, you know, to run through a nice summary, you can just sort of borrow the Masifta Gemara and go through it. But the exact cases here. So, like, what is the case of the Gag Hayatzia? Right, what exactly is that case that you don't need bedika? So Rashi says that it's a small building outside the house. And why don't I need bedika? Because the roof is slanted, and therefore, yeah, it's not something I use because things slide off. The Rosh Mishan says that can't be, because if that was the case, there's a better reason why I don't need, then it's not about it being slanted, it's because it's outside and there are birds around and I don't have to worry about it, because as we saw, the reason I have to worry about chametz that's in the chatzer is because birds will eat it. The Entosid Ridz is very technically, it's close enough to the house that birds don't get to it, and that's why the reason you're potter is because it's slanted. Okay, great. Tosfot of Tosfot Rosh Mishans says that no, we're not dealing with something outside the house. You're dealing with it in the house. Why is it enough to check? Again, it's slanted, and therefore, it's just not a place that you leave anything because it's going to roll off. And therefore, just like there are places in the house you don't have to search, like we talked about, this is one of the ones you don't have to. The Ritva has a different Geritza, Leger Ben Hananel, and he says it's not Gag Hayatzia, it's Hagag V'Hayatzia. Right? The roof and the Yatzia. And he basically says, yeah, the point is all roofs are potter, even if they're flat, because the birds will eat the chametz that's there. And slanted surfaces in your house are potter because you never put chametz there because it rolls off. Yep, right? And that would depend, presumably, on the mitzvah, right? What exactly is the difference between Yitzia and Migdal? So again, they might be different things. Some Rishonim don't have the Girsa of Migdal. Now, let's say you think that a Gag is Chayev, right? Because you have the Girsa of Gag HaYetzia, which implies that other roofs are Chayev. So Rabbi Aminoch just says, yeah, because other roofs are usable. Right, flat roofs people use. slanted roofs. They don't. Okay, right. These are very technical. Like I said, I could make you spend like a week on going through all the technicalities here. I figured pachot sheven worth going through some of the overarching. The Rishonim have a discussion. What about this yetziyah itself? Not the gag, but this like little structure thing itself. So the Ritzgeyah thinks that the yetziyah, whatever it is pater from bedika, not just the roof, but the whole thing. But maybe it means the same thing. Yeah, okay. I'm just going to run through things. So again, you have this same question of whether this is a Ptur Bedika or a Ptur Biur. The same question comes up by the cow pen. Right? Is the cow pen Ptur from Bedika or from Biur? So the Rambam and the Smak say it's only Bedika. If you know there's chametz in your cow pen, you need to get rid of it, and that is the position of Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yerucham says that it's a p'tur from biur, but for a very technical reason, and that is the animal's going to eat it. Yeah, the animal's going to eat it. Yeah, exactly. There is an interesting discussion as to does it count, is it a valid form of biur to actively throw my chametz into my chatzer? So the Haggadah Ashrei says you can't just throw it into a place of hefker. That doesn't work. The Haggadah Maimonides says it depends. If it's before the Zman of Isser, you're allowed to throw it into Makom hefker. If it's not, then you have to destroy it. Raman notes that Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict himself. Note the Rambam the Smak say that you're chayiv if there's Vadeh Chametz in a Chatzer. Now some say, well, depends. If it's your chatzer, you can't just throw it there and rely on animals to eat it. If it's a communal one where you're not really violating Bali Yirah, Bali Yamazik, it's not really yours, then you can rely on just throwing it there. Other achronim say, it depends. Kodim zmani sir, right? If I give it enough time, basically, then I could just throw it into the backyard and hope that the birds eat it. If I'm doing it, you know, in this zman isur, that doesn't work because by the time they eat it, I'm already violating. And some say it's not just after zman isur. The Makor Chaim says, no, I got to give it extra time. So like, not just like 5 minutes before zman isur, but like if I do it, you know, on the 13th during the day, then it's fine. But if I wait till the 14th at night already, then I can't, then if I want to get rid of chametz, I have to mamish, get rid of it. Okay, what is the mita hacholeket? Right, we saw the case of the bed. What exactly is it? So Rashi thinks that this is that the bed is being used to divide the house, and Mafseket is talking about there being a break between the bottom of it and the ground. And basically, if there's a hole under it, then you have to search because you could store chametz under there, like you do in camp, right? You know, like you keep food under your bed. Yeah, exactly. Toes, right, Maram Chalava, right, says that this is only, that the only time you're chayiv if it's in the middle of the room because you can access the underneath space from both sides, but if it's shoved up in a corner and you can only access it from one side, so then you're pater because you wouldn't put chametz there. Tosvot says the only time you're pater is if the bed is, it's a tiny room and the bed fills up the whole room, because then you can't access the space under the bed, but if it was there was space, then you could. Tosfos Rid takes it's similar, but he says it's cholekit differently. Okay, we dealt with the case of Vadai Chametz in the holes. Now, the poskim don't really quote the case of the bed, so there's all types of discussion of why exactly they don't mention it. There's a dion in the achronim. What if something's in a hole? Instead of actually trying to get it out, are you allowed to just shove extra dirt on it, right, and basically bury it down? So he says it depends. Right, the Sfat Emet says it depends. When something falls into a hole, if you think the reason you have to search is because of mavur, and the three tefachim is just that we're worried that the animal might get it, then obviously you can add dirt, because the very fact that it's in a pit makes it destroyed. And the only problem with it being uncovered is that a dog might get it, so then I just have to cover it. But if the dirt covering it is what makes it mavur, then I might not be allowed to do that. Because then you're like making an osur lechatchila. Now, much of these cases are not mentioned. Lahalacha. Why? So is it because we reject them? Is it because it's all practical? Fine. Right. I dealt with the question of if I didn't do bittel, right? Are you chayiv? We dealt with that. Good. Okay, I think that's enough. Tomorrow what we'll deal with is we're going to go into the two cases that the Gemara brought up briefly, which is they're interrelated, which is the question of Shluchai Mitzvah in Nizokin, and that if I do a mitzvah with ulterior motives, does that make me a tzaddik? We're going to start with that one. No particular order. The Gemara interchanges it, so make sure you've read the Gemara. I'll send you a card on that, and then Shluchai Mitzvah will have more of a discussion about it, and today's Monday. So I don't know if we'll finish it on Wednesday and start Maror on Thursday, or this will take us through Thursday, but by Monday, Sunday, I'm not giving shir. Ray Wasser is going to give shir because I have my nephew's bris, please God. So he's giving you the drinking on Purim shir. This is like our minhag, is if ever I have to miss shir, like within a few weeks of Purim, I think he did it last year, he gives guest shir on that. and then we'll, but whenever, but those are the two that I want to deal with, basically, and then we will go on to Maror.